David, less than 24 hours to go to the big game here in Neon tomorrow night. What's your thoughts?
Excited. Again, the players have recovered pretty well. We trained tonight. There doesn't seem to be too many adverse effects and personnel from Saturday. So hopefully we go into it with a fully fit squad. We watched Rita on Saturday night against Inter Escalada. So they're a decent team. They're a good team. 2-1 probably flattered the Andorran team. It could have been 3-4. So we know we're going to be up against a very good team. But again, speaking to the players tonight, we're confident that if we turn up, if we play to the capabilities that we're capable of doing now, it should be an entertaining game.
Weather conditions were a bit different tonight to the rest of the time we've been here in Switzerland.
Yeah, first sign of a little bit of rain. We would have thought we were back in, I think we left on Thursday night, and it rained pretty heavily at Windsor. So again, you know, the temperature, the heat, the conditions, everything we dealt with on Saturday. So no matter what's thrown up tomorrow night, I'm sure the players have played in different conditions now, different European countries. I wouldn't say we're accustomed to it. I wouldn't go that far, but you know, the players will know what they expect tomorrow night, and when kickoff arrives, the players will be ready.
You would take that rain tonight, tomorrow night, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it'd be nice. Again, I'm sure the players would enjoy that, playing on a slick surface, and you know, conditions that would be more suitable probably to ourselves. But again, it doesn't matter. As I say, we got through on Saturday. Last year we went abroad and played in really different hot conditions, and the players dealt with it, so I would expect them to do the same tomorrow night.
There's a big incentive if we can win tomorrow night, and I know it's one game at a time, but you know what's at stake, don't you?
Absolutely, and again, the players do. You know, we don't shy away from speaking to the players and telling them what's at stake at Linfield. So the players have done ever so well recently. They've come back. I've been on record before to say they've looked after myself and during the lockdown. They've come back. They've been in good condition. We've started the season okay in our pre-season friendly games, albeit you don't get points for it. But again, the big test was Saturday. Hot conditions, a team that sat completely behind the ball for the majority of the game. We found a way. We scored two good goals. And finally, again, deservedly so, won the game on Saturday. So every game's a challenge at Linfield, whether you're playing Trefiore or Drita or Corrine or Crusaders or anybody at home. You know, there are always challenges, and doesn't matter who we play, we always expect, and I'm sure the big Linfield support that we have worldwide, will be expecting Linfield to go and win a game of football.
I mean, over the course of the last few days, everybody's been looking sharp in that match, in training. The mood in the camp over these few days has been fantastic. There's great togetherness amongst the group, with the new guys, you know, bedded in quite nicely. The signs are good, you know, but obviously it's a big game tomorrow. Yeah,
again, you know, you've been privy to it, Andy. You've been in around it with you know, some of the others, sort of staff members. And again, last night was obviously sort of the induction sort of for the players. They introduced a sing-song for the new players. And again, you know, it's all done in it was good banter for the players, that's for sure. Some good singers, some average singers, and probably not some, including yourself, maybe not so privy to you know,
talent.
Talent. But no, it was great. And as you say, you know, the pleasing thing is when you are away, it gives 2, 3, 4, 5 days that we're going to get here for players, the opportunity, new players to bed in, players that have been here a long time, the opportunity to get to know some of the younger players who we brought with us, and some of the new players. So it's been good so far, Andy, but it's only good if we get on the plane back to Belfast on Wednesday with you know, a win under our belts tomorrow night.
Well, all the best for tomorrow, and let's hope this time tomorrow we're talking having had another good win.
I hope so. Cheers, Andy.
Cheers, Dave.